I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
Lemonade! Fresh squeezed lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Eli, welcome to second date update. How's your morning going so far?
Well, I mean, this is definitely a bright spot.
Good.
Yeah. You know, hoping to get you guys help to get another chance with Addison.
We're going to give it what, you know, everything we got, and hopefully it continues to be a bright spot for you, buddy. What can you tell us about your date with Addison?
Yeah, well, you know, we met for coffee, and we both ended up hanging out for a little over an hour.
Okay, it's a good start, a good sign.
Yeah, seems positive.
Yeah, I mean, and she even wanted me to meet her friends, so she thought we'd all get along.
Okay, so all green flags so far,
yeah.
Eli, but we kind of need the whole story, and I know you're, hopefully your mom wasn't lurking at a nearby table or something like that, right? If we call Addison, no. We're not going to get something obvious like that, correct?
Well, there was a committee of my exes that were there to vouch for me, but that's not like a big deal.
Okay. I hope you're kidding.
Oh, man.
Kidding.
All right. Yeah, definitely. No. I promise. Nothing weird happened. Just, you know, fun conversation, a quick kiss goodbye.
Oh, okay. Did she initiate or did you?
I initiated it. You know, I felt the moment was right.
Okay. Have you reached out, texted her, or left a message since the goodbye kiss?
Yeah, I mean, I asked if she was free for dinner last weekend, but, you know, with or without her friends, didn't matter to me. I just wanted to see her.
Yeah, and you haven't...
But you haven't heard anything from her?
Well, she answered without getting back to me about if she was free.
So something's up with that. So she was just kind of like a, hey, how you doing, or whatever, but she didn't answer your question.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And how long has it been?
It was 2 weeks since our last date, but it was 1 week since, you know. Hold on.
Yep.
What? She just texted me right now.
Wait a minute.
Just right now?
You think she recognizes your... Well, she obviously recognizes your name, and maybe you're... You think she's listening to Second Date Update at right now?
Well, she said that I know exactly what you're doing.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh,
all right. Wow. I want you... All right. So, you know, and Addison, if you are listening, we are calling you.
Yes, we're going to call you
so
right now.
Please... answer your phone, but we're going to play a song here, Eli. Get Addison on the phone. We got to check and see if she'll come on with us first.
Oh, man.
And we're going to get some answers here. Hopefully, cross your fingers. Eli, are you ready? Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, you stay there. We're coming back, playing a song right back, second half, second date update next on The Wolf.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Realtek 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Realtek 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Are we were talking to Eli about Addison, who he hasn't heard from since their first date. And then she apparently is listening because, well, this is what Eli told us.
What, she just texted me right now.
Wait a minute.
Just right now?
You think she recognizes your voice? Well, she obviously recognizes your name, and maybe you think she's listening to second date update at right now?
Well, she said that I know exactly what you're doing.
All right, so we called Addison.
Hey, guys.
Wow. Okay, so
thanks for listening, by the way.
Yeah, we appreciate that. We didn't know you guys had that in common. I think that deserves a second date. So, Addison, you obviously know what's going on here with Eli. But first of all, how are you doing? How are you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm good. I know exactly who you all are, and I know why you're calling.
Okay. So what are you thinking right now? We talked to Eli a few minutes ago, and you were listening when we talked to him. We're going to put the ball in your court. What are you thinking?
Well, I think you can stop hiding in the shadows, Eli. I know you're right here, so come on out.
Hi. Hey, Addison. I mean, it's nice to talk to you. At least so.
And maybe we can just start by having you talk about the coffee date, Addison, from your point of view with Eli.
Okay. Well, I'm going to cut to the chase. Eli was super intense and staring at me the whole time.
Wait, what? No. Okay. Look, you look really beautiful, all right? So it was kind of distracting.
Doesn't that sound like a good thing? Isn't that a positive thing that he was kind of staring and engaged with you?
Maybe. I did suggest that he meet my friends because I wasn't sure I wanted to see him again. I was going to kind of let them decide.
Let them decide?
What?
I'm sorry, but I just can't. I can't with the social awkwardness.
Okay, so hold on. So if we were talking to Eli for a few minutes, as you heard, Addison, and that didn't seem awkward at all. But obviously, and
Addison,
we weren't.
You and I had a fun conversation.
You asked me what my favorite microorganism is.
Okay, did that really happen, Eli?
Yeah, what is that?
It was a joke.
Okay.
I said that we should skip the small talk and we should go straight to the microscopic talk. Like, you even laughed.
Oh, my God.
Right.
You said that?
It was kind of cute.
Okay, so I feel like we're getting maybe some mixed signals here. Addison, you said that he was staring super intense and staring at you. We weren't there. And if you felt uncomfortable, we don't feel comfortable trying to encourage you to go on another date with Eli.
Because he wasn't awkward enough for you to just say no. You said you were going to bring it to your friends. So it's like you must be in the middle.
Well, in the moment, it was fun. And I thought I'd try dating a good guy for once.
All right. So now I'm confused. So you want to give it another shot?
It's because my ex just started texting me, and I'm not sure I'm over him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, man.
Oh, so it's got nothing to do with your friends or the fact that he's a good guy. Your ex is back in the picture. So what are your thoughts here? Yeah, what are your thoughts here, Eli?
I mean, this is super messy at this point.
Yeah, it's confusing to me, too.
Listen, call me if you want something that could be really great, Addison, okay?
Yeah, I thought I could do it. I thought I wanted to change, but I don't think I'm ready.
That's fine, but so you think you're going to go back to your ex then?
I don't know. I'm trying really hard to move in a different direction type-wise.
But this is just not the direction you're ready to make a move towards, at least not now.
Yeah, just not quite there yet.
Does your ex know that you went out?
Is your ex listening too? Because we can make this...
We can give him a call.
Oh, no. He doesn't know. Let's not do that.
All right, okay.
But I feel like, did he get jealous because he knew you were now, like, out dating, and now he's, like, trying to be better, I guess, or something, or what?
I don't think he knew. I mean, I don't know how he could have known unless someone saw me or something.
Yeah. All right. There's a lot happening here. The friends, the staring, now the ex is back in the picture. Do you, Addison, do you want Eli to stay in touch, lose your number?
I mean, sure. No, he can text me.
Okay.
I don't know what to tell you. I'm still talking to my ex, so I think now is not the time.
Got it. I think that's loud and clear. How are you? Okay, we'll give you a last word, Eli. What are you thinking?
I mean, you got to hope, right?
Yeah, right. Okay. All right. Well, we'll leave it at that.
Jeez, a big fat question. Maybe. We never know.
Ten minutes of valuable radio time. Just...
Best of luck, you two.
All right, no, listen, yeah. Addison, thank you.
And thank you for listening. Yeah, Eli,
best of luck out there. We know it's not easy, and we appreciate you being on. Second date update. Good Lord.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, absolutely refreshing!
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.